Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, I do want to drive you over to the schedule. People are asking all the time, folks. I am inundated with requests all the time concerning where are you going to be, when are you going to be there. Listen, please, the first time, go over to the schedule. For now on, when you ask, that's what I'm going to say is look to the schedule. Go over and check out the schedule. We have 3 dates in Michigan in a week and a half here, and then we are off to Ohio. We come back, and then we head out to OSA, which is an event that I'm looking forward to out in Tennessee there. So with that said, check out the schedule. If you want to check out us or check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. That's the fruit that we have borne to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. As well, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Now, I want to get to this real quick because I've got a lot of things I want to cover again. There's so much to cover, and I'm sorry that it has to be bad news all the time, but it's going to be good news when the people are sick and tired of the bad news, right? As I say, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. And how did Jesus answer that to those that called themselves conservatives yet did nothing? Matthew 5:13 tells us that they're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. You know, about 2 years ago, I started noticing something with a guy named Ron DeSantis. He's the governor from Minnesota, and I seen him, and I got him right away. I discerned him right away, and I knew that they were pushing this guy forward to make him the next president of the United States of America. This is about two and a half years ago, and I told my listeners right off the bat, they're going to try to push this guy to be the next president because they're already linking him and Donald Trump up because the Trump worshippers still haven't figured out Donald Trump yet. And so what they're doing is passing it off from Trump over to that of Ron DeSantis. In essence, friends, Trump would be christening that of Ron DeSantis to become the next president of the United States of America. And I'm humored when people say, well, that's just theorizing. No, it wasn't theorizing. It's called discernment. It's called being led by the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28, the gifts of the Spirit. Also read Romans 8:14 when you get a moment as well. He is more tangible and more real than what you see and what you smell in this realm, this natural realm, in so many different ways, friends. So here's one of those again, friends. Ready for Ron? Political Action Committee seeks to draft DeSantis to run for president in 2024. Folks, it's one of those I told you. And the reason I tell you that is because you can always detect it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Did you notice that with Ron DeSantis, he was doing all the right things, and what they did is they put him in the ring with him and Joe Biden immediately, and right when I seen them trying to fill the seats by pitting Biden against Ron DeSantis, I knew that this was their next guy. And it's really, again, it's really simple to see this. But again, just so you know how this works here in this ministry, Ready for Ron, Political Action Committee seeks to draft DeSantis to run for the presidency in 2024. Well, Bradley, what about Kristi Noem? Because I know that you were talking about her becoming the vice president. Yes, I did. And I said that about 2.5 years ago, too, didn't I? Because I knew that what Kristi Noem was doing was the exact same thing that Ron DeSantis was doing. The mainstream media was putting them up as if they were doing something wrong when they were doing everything right. And when you see that, friends, you can rest assured this is another politician. Folks, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, another cunning politician putting themselves up to be with the use of the mainstream media and corrupt politicians and the powers that are tolerated to push them forward as the next candidates because they want you to believe that they're cooler than sliced bread. Well, we had Jordan Mason on the radio concerning Kristi Noem, and he told us the way that Kristi Noem puts herself up, and he works in government in Rapid City, South Dakota, so he has first-hand experience with Kristi Noem, and we had him on the show, and we showed you all the documentation that she signed concerning the plandemic. And it's interesting because she allured and enticed a lot of people to come to South Dakota under the lie that she had nothing to do with it and she shut nothing down, when Jordan Mason actually showed us just the exact opposite by showing us the documents that she signed. See, friends, what she did is she distanced herself from the plandemic and all the shutdowns that were illegal and unconstitutional, because they were going to push her to be the next VP. And with that said, she signed off, and then she gave it over to the counties to go ahead and implement that which she signed off on concerning the unconstitutional policies during those shutdowns. So I hope you got that, but you have to think through how these cunning men and women operate. Now, I want you to look at this, because if you're on social media platforms, here's another one. Kristi Noem responds to running as Trump's VP pick. Folks, it's not over yet. If Ron runs, which he probably will, they're going to push Kristi Noem right next to him. And when that happens, don't tell me I didn't tell you that's exactly what they were going to do 2.5 years ago. And I'm not giving myself air. I am telling you that when I get it, I know I got it, and there's no devil in hell that's going to take it away from us. And here we are again. Kristi Noem responds to running as Trump's VP pick in 2024. Isn't that interesting? They'll go ahead and hitch her little wagon to that of Ron DeSantis once we get closer. And if that doesn't happen, it's going to be Trump. And if people have not caught on to Donald Trump yet, then you deserve exactly what you're going to get. You wouldn't have a Joe Biden right now. You wouldn't have a Hillary Clinton right now. You wouldn't have a Barack Hussein Obama right now if Donald Trump kept his promise in making America great again. But what we find is he did the exact opposite while he was incumbent. Exactly the opposite when it came to abortion. Exactly the opposite when it came to the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in this country, and so is abortion. The exact opposite when he said he was going to put the walls up. He never did that. He went from $4 billion to $25 billion. He came up with 55 new illegal gun legislation acts to undermine, through 25 governors throughout the states, to undermine the Second Amendment. And yet he said of himself, like he always does, this is what narcissists do. He said he's the greatest Second Amendment president ever in history. He's absolutely lunatic and out of his mind. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I had showed you some pictures from the mainstream media. Nobody divides the American people more than the mainstream media. These useful idiots, these communists, history teaches us these dummies are the first ones lined up against the wall when they're done. Why? Because they can't be trusted. They'll play the Judas or the Benedict Arnold against their own people, so the people that are using them kill them off first. They haven't figured this out yet, neither. But they will sooner or later, hopefully sooner than later. But I wanted to highlight the fact that, again, what I talked about yesterday, and I'm thinking of Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of President Roosevelt, Franklin. And she said, pit race against race. Is this what you're seeing through the mainstream media? Yep, it is. Religion against religion. Is this what you're seeing through the mainstream media? Yes, it is. Prejudice against prejudice. Is this what you're seeing? Absolutely. We're ruled by law, by the way, friends. We're ruled by law, not by party systems. We're not ruled by the majority of those in this country. We're ruled by law. And again, don't think for one moment that it's a majority of the American people doing this. It's not. It's a small portion getting away with what a majority of the American people are allowing them to get away with. Eleanor Roosevelt goes on, divide and conquer, we must not let that happen here. Jesus warned of that a long time ago. A house divided against itself will not stand, Mark 3:25, and yet here we are. This is what I showed you yesterday on social media platforms. If you're listening to us in 156 cities live, it shows a black man on the left, and it shows a bullet hole on the right. And the headline is, Asian man fatally shot near Philadelphia for driving too slowly. Notice what they're doing. They're the ones creating the domestic insurrection. Okay. Then I also noticed yesterday, Portland man charged with hate crimes for punching 5-year-old and her father because they're Japanese. What are they doing, friends? They're pitting people against each other. This is the mainstream media doing this. Folks, this is criminal activity. This is not free speech. Why, if we're ruled by law, why do they keep using the narratives of people's color, their race, or their ethnicity? Why? Because this is exactly what they're doing, is they're pitting people against each other. But what did Eleanor Roosevelt rightly say? We must not let that happen here because it is divide and conquer. Then I got this, friends. I showed this to you yesterday as well. On the 4th of July is another date on the calendar for this black woman. Now, can you imagine for one moment, friends, if we wrote July 4th is another date on the calendar for this white woman? Oh, it's just absolutely, folks, insane. And it's absolutely, on the behalf of the people, it's blind ignorance not to see what they're doing here. They're browbeating you to shut your mouth no matter what they say. And it's not a time for you to shut your mouth. It's a time for you to open up your mouth. Because all across this country, folks, I was just in Ohio last week. Me and my family were the only white folks in that restaurant. And there was probably about 100, 120 people in there. We tracked every one of them. We gave them the gospel. They were fun. There was no difference between us and them because we're in this together. And they knew it because they understood Acts 17:26, that all nations are one blood, friends. This is not the reality of what's happening out there, so you know. This is all created garbage to pit one another against each other to divide and conquer. Well, guess what I seen today? Well, here's another one to add on to what the mainstream media is in fact responsible for. And I am telling you, friends, this is criminal activity. But look at this. 19-year-old fatally shoots orphan 17-year-old girl after she threw water on McDonald's employee. 19-year-old fatally shoots orphaned 17-year-old girl who happens to be black after she threw water on McDonald's employee where he happens to be Hispanic. Okay, why is that important? Because, again, it proves the point as to what they're trying to do. They're pitting people against each other, and it needs to stop. We're in this together. Here's a brand new one from the AP. They're just as corrupt, friends. These propaganda outlets is as much as any other outlet, the AP is. Video shows Akron police kill black man in hail of gunfire. Now, I want to say this to all those people out there that are black and you think you're having it your way right now and you got a Black Lives Matters on your t-shirt. And I know I'm talking to probably 3 to 5 people on a nationwide basis. There's not a lot of you, but you're being used for the purpose that you might dig a hole to fall in concerning your own demise. The globalists are white supremacists. They're merely doing this because they want the white people to rise up on the black people. You can mark my words, that's exactly why they're doing this. But I'm here to tell you, we ain't playing that game. Hey, folks, if you want the fire to go out, then what do? You pull the wood out of the fire, and it's exactly what we need to do. I want to go on to another point here, and it's an important one. It's being reported by the New York Post that the Highland Park gunman, Robert Crimo, pictured in, here, I'll just show it to you, he's pictured in female garb. I know a lot of people still don't understand the severity of the sodomite agenda, but if you look at Scripture, you'll understand really quick. And you'll also see as to why the Lord had to bring judgment down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and that they were set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. In other words, if you want to dare the justice of God, you're going to get it. Now, I know most people think that this is kind of funny, but it's not. A man dresses as a woman, and what does he do? He goes on a gun spree, and of course, the mainstream media is right there to then, what? Blame the innocent law-abiding gun owner for the crimes of a man that dresses like a woman. He's mentally ill. And, folks, Deuteronomy chapter 5 is coming to my aid right now. Go ahead and check that out because it's an abomination for a man to even wear a woman's garb. But the reason I bring that up is because most people don't understand that the top 6 U.S. male serial killers were all sodomites. Just so you understand that what you think that you're playing with here is just cute and they're innocent and they're harmless, you are sadly mistaken. Donald Harvey claimed 36 victims or 37 victims in Kentucky. He was a sodomite. He killed 37 boys. John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, then burying them under his house and in his backyard. He was a sodomite. He used to dress up as a clown to entice the children to come onto him, by the way. Just like the drag queen. The drag queens, as they call themselves, are doing in libraries where 5 to 10 people show up if they're lucky. But again, there's the mainstream media to blow it up to be what it's not, right? Patrick Kearney accounted for 32. He killed 32 people, cutting his victims into small people or small pieces after having sex and leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles freeway. Now, does this sound like something that they didn't sit there and feed on, friends? They had to feed that monster to commit these heinous crimes. Also read Leviticus 18:22-20:13. It's interesting, in the book of Kings, the righteous kings removed the sodomites from the land. If you go over to that of Jude 1:7, you'll see how the Lord dealt with them. Also go to Romans 1:24 and also 1 Corinthians 6:9. Two more here. We also had Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Okay, just, and they're the victims, friends. They want you to believe that they're the victims. And the mainstream media is trying to give them cover that they are the victims because they're trying to cover their own tracks because they are the sodomites. They are the ones advocating and pushing forth and promulgating this narrative. Okay? He molested 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Okay, a gay sex murder torture ring, Coral Henley Brooks sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. And Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers that he made love with their corpses before disposing their bodies. Can you make this up? So what just happened? Well, you just had another exhibition of what they're capable of. And I wish people would wake up as to what it's all about, because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. And it just ain't going to fly on my watch, just so we all know. And if all the daddies and the mommies across the country would come together on this, we could stop it real quick. Because right now they're being encouraged in what, by the way, being encouraged by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. If you do stand up against them, they want to browbeat you. But what's interesting to note, friends, while they're doing this, they're also, their version of justice is to let these pedophiles out of jail if they made it through without getting killed by other prisoners by releasing them. And their version of justice is to alert the people in communities that they just released another pedophile in your backyard. I can't even make that up. I can't even make that up. You can't even make that up. Who's the criminals? Folks, who are the criminals? Who are those that are soft on the crimes? They're the ones that are criminals. You all well know that soft judges produce hardened criminals, friends. My goodness. My goodness. Deuteronomy 22:5 is what I was thinking about concerning men dressing as women. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, my bad. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the nation. Scorching heat is in the forecast across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reporting over 30 million Americans from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. The man accused of being the driver behind the deadly illegal immigrant smuggling attempt in Texas is a no-show at his court appearance. Attorneys for the man waived today's detention hearing. That means he'll likely stay locked up until trial. The man is accused of transporting 53 illegal immigrants from the Texas border to San Antonio in the back of a big rig. They all died. USA Radio News. A judge is denying bail to the man accused of shooting and killing 8 people at a 4th of July parade just outside of Chicago on Monday. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart saying they're still reviewing potential charges.
Every time he fires a bullet at an individual, he is committing aggravated discharge of a weapon, whether he hits someone or not. There will be many, many more charges coming in the coming weeks.
Officials from multiple counties in Texas say they are considering declaring an invasion, claiming the federal government isn't doing enough to secure the border. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says he believes the Constitution gives individual states the power to regulate border security if the federal government isn't.
What I'm asking for is for all of the leaders of the state, local, county, state leaders, to recognize that and for us to declare an invasion and act accordingly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, the best thing about having those commercials is it keeps you on your toes, though we know that we're being inundated with lies. It's a continual warfare that the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, when he stated that a continual warfare cannot be endured by any people, that's what this is all about. That's why they're giving this bad news constantly. And if you listen carefully as to how these propagandists and these useful idiots in government talk, folks, they're just as bad as the people in the media. They don't know what they're talking about constitutionally. When they're talking about an invasion, when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, the militia, that's me and you, we are to be called up to put a stop to it. And what are you hearing by the propagandists? Well, you got to wait for the federal government. You got to put more pressure on the federal government to give them more control over your lives. It's never meant to give the government more control over your lives. It's the government's place to tell the people to stand up and repeal the invasion. But that's not what they're doing. They're trying to push you to the point where you cry out to government for more control. Guess who's behind that? The tyrants are. You gotta think this stuff through, folks. But it's all propaganda. It's already in the U.S. Constitution. Folks, here's the gist of it. You don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced. Do you understand? We don't need new laws. We just need good men in office to enforce the old ones. It truly is that simple. Now let's get on to the next point here, because I hope I can get through this, which I think I will. When I was in Ohio, when I was in Michigan, I would talk about the Roe versus Wade issue. And I know that there was a lot of people that thought this was a great victory. And the fact of the matter is that the Supreme Court, politicians, federal government, state governments never had the authority delegated to them from we the people to go ahead and enact murder against their own, against the people that they're supposed to represent. I'm thinking of two things here. And yet now we're 63 million babies that have been murdered in the womb, and there's people that have the audacity to stand up and rejoice that it's been stopped. And about a week ago, I had highlighted the fact that one lady, she was on a meme post, and she was talking about praise God, curse removed. She said before that, she said, praise God, prayers heard. Well, if you know Scripture, friends, the Lord didn't hear her prayers because she didn't listen to His commandments, His law, His moral law, in dealing with those that were murdering the babies. And if I can stop right there just for a moment, I just need to insert this into the conversation. This is the same government that sanctioned the illegal murder of 63 million babies. These are the same people that are trying now to disarm you before... Folks, the tyrants are trying to disarm you. They are your murderers. And so are the accomplices that allowed this to go on for as long as it did. Now, going back to the point that I was making with this woman, when you look in Scripture, it is clear when it tells us, folks, that he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. If this person heard the law, thou shalt not kill, this person would have kept the law, the judgments, and the statutes that the Lord commanded them to keep, and he would have heard their law, or I'm sorry, their prayer. He didn't hear their prayer, folks. He didn't hear their prayer. And I want to take it a step further because this is where most people stop. People don't understand that there is going to be recompense for these 63 million babies. You can act like this is a thing of the past, but I say this, tell that to all the little ones that have been dissected, that have been injected with saline to kill their bodies, those that have been beheaded, those that have been dismembered. Tell them, friends, that this is a thing of the past. Nope, Scripture's clear. In Genesis 4:10, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And I can imagine the cry that's going into the ears of the living God today, friends. How flippant for the people in this country to suggest that it's all gone now. It's a thing of the past. Nope. Galatians 6:7 tells us, that which you sow, you shall also reap. And those that stood by and did nothing in the face of those murderers, killing those innocent babies, you are accomplices to the crime. And the curse is going to fall upon your head as much as it falls upon the rest. Genesis 9:6, listen carefully. So you understand Scripture. This is not over. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Do you understand? What is required by God to appease the blood of those babies are the people that are responsible for the murders of those babies. When you look at Numbers 35, verse 33, it also tells us, so you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood, it defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that has been shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. There will be recompense. You should listen to some of the conversations that people had during the Revolutionary War. During the Civil War, many people believed that that was because of slavery. They were reaping civil war because of what they tolerated. And you can rest assured a good portion of them didn't agree with it, but they gave the bad guys the small portion to go ahead and do what it is at will concerning the things that they were responsible for. The Lord will have none of it. He will have none of it. Read Samuel 21, verse 9. Read 2 Kings 21. Read Galatians 6, verse 7. God is not a man that he should lie, folks. We are not out of this. This should have never stopped in a million years. Matter of fact, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty and great specificity when it comes to the responsible party, is we need to find who is responsible for advocating these murders in the first place to appease the wrath of God upon those that are responsible for murdering the babies. And I'm talking about corruption in government because that's what God requires. Oh, Bradley, come on, dude. Hang on. This is just coming to me right now. Seven sons. And I'm thinking of King David when there was a curse on the land. And I'm thinking of Samuel, 2 Samuel 21, 24. And what was going on was there was a curse upon the land in 2 Samuel 21, 24. And King David sought the Lord and said, Lord, what is it and why is it that you're basically cursing the land right now? And the Lord said back to him, basically, you need to make recompense for the blood, the innocent blood that was shed by Saul upon the land to restore my favor. 2 Samuel 21:24. So what was the price? Well, they went to the Gibeonites, and what did they do? They asked for the sons of Saul for and concerning what it was that was going to appease the wrath of God and to restore that favor. So what they did is they asked for the seven sons of Saul, and they hung them, all of them. And the blessings of God were restored upon the land. And folks, I am telling you right now, this is why you're being invaded right now by illegals, because many of them want to do to you what many of you allowed murderers to do to babies, politicians to do to babies. And what's even sadder about all of this, you do know that those that work today, that your said government is taking your tax dollars and forcing you to pay for abortions because they want that blood on your hands too. See, that's what these criminals do. They want you to be just as guilty as they are. And what God commands us to do is to deal with those that are responsible for advocating the murder of the innocent in the first place. And if anybody can prove otherwise, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight one more thing concerning blood guiltness. By the way, this is blood guiltness. I did an article last week on the 4th of July. It was, it isn't over yet. There will be recompense on the heads of the guilty. Blood guiltness, Webster's 1828, defines out as the guilt or crime of shedding blood. Okay? And I say, let justice be done though the heavens fall. Because I'm still bothered by it just as much as I was a week and a half ago. These criminals, and by the way, we knew this from Ginsburg. She told on herself. She said that abortion was about those that we didn't want to have too many of. This is all aimed at blacks and Hispanics, and if the white people get in there, that's okay too. Speaking of which, isn't it interesting, now that I'm thinking about this, talking about recompense, we know that this is a global initiative, depopulation, genocide. We know that the pandemic is all about genocide. Isn't it interesting that Dr. Martin just came out 3 days ago, and he said by the year 2028, there will be 700 million people dead because of the experimental jabs. And you can rest assured, friends, that's probably the exact number of the babies that have been murdered on a global scale. This is something to think about. And the Lord demands justice. Oh my goodness, I wish people understood our forefathers and what it was that they didn't put up with. And by the way, you're here because they didn't put up with it. Read the Declaration of Independence. I think of Brutus. I think of Caesar. I think of Cromwell. When the people in England would not put up with the King Charles there that would not be ruled by God. And they took things into their own hands and lawfully dealt with them. Oh, that sounds like an insurrection. We're ruled by law in this country, friends, and that law applies to every single one of us, regardless of who it is. Let me tell you something, friends. That law doesn't apply to just me and you, us peasants. It applies to corruption as well. And it applies to the corruption in government and those that they work for, because you all the well know they are not working for us. And for you to suggest that they're working for us, you are sadly deluded. You're self-deceived is what you are. If you want to call in, 1-866, I would love to hear someone's thoughts, because I don't want, nor do I have time to read your emails about how wrong I am about what I just got done telling you. And the fact of the matter is you're showing everybody how incorrect you are by not getting on the radio and correcting me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going to come right back on the other side. They even hate her. This is what it looks and sounds like when the mainstream media loses control of the narrative. I love it. This is what it looks like when the mainstream media loses the narrative. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, top left side, social media platforms. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. 1-866-582-9933. Someone just said, can we call if we agree? Of course you can call if you agree. I'm just, if you understood the kickback that I get from the people that listen to the show that are too cowardice to get on the show, they have to take the time and wait until the show's over, and then they go ahead and take scathing shots at me rather than doing it on the radio. And I'm not doing it to take scathing shots at anybody. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says, like it or not, in the Word of God and how it applies to all of us, every single person. Hey, folks, Bill Gates is not above the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27. Anthony Fauci is not above the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10. I'm thinking of Revelation 21, verse 5, and going to the end of God in judgment and who he judges first and foremost. The first ones are the fearful. This applies to Joe Biden. This applies to Donald Trump. Every single person on this planet will bend their knee to my big brother, and they will call him Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. That's who wins at the end of the day, but the Lord is looking to the church to win the day while we're here, right? And the people that do that are the believers, period. So anyways, with that said, of course you can call. But for the sake of time, please don't at this point, because I need to get to my final point. And this is what it is, what it looks like when the mainstream media loses control of the narrative. This is beautiful. And we've seen it over and over and over again. I've highlighted the fact of Joe Biden, and I played the piece for you. in Arizona, where not one person showed up in support of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but the American people allowed them to sell you that 80 million people voted him in. Oh, my goodness. You can't make it up. Same thing with Barack Obama, second term. He predicts his second term months before he was even reelected. He wasn't reelected, folks. It's called voter fraud. But the people just let him do whatever they want to do, and then they do it, and then they wonder what's going on. Oh, because after all, they say, we can't do anything about it. Nope. You don't want to do anything about it, is what it comes down to. But, folks, I continuously highlight this point. The enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Well, what happens when they lose the narrative? What happens when they can't control the narrative? Well, we all see this, you know, because they want to show you that Ilhan Omar, this little treasonous devil, and it's exactly what she is. I went to an event out in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I did that college some time ago, but it was interesting. We were told that Ilhan Omar is going to be there for the people to meet her. And I brought all my boys, we went over there, and of course there wasn't 50 people there. But the mainstream media wants you to believe everybody loves Ilhan Omar. Right? And it's interesting because on the picture that I'm showing people on social media platforms, they're calling Ilhan Omar, they put her on the front page of Time magazine. This is the narrative of the media, right? Just keep this in mind. And they call her the first Somali American. She's not, by the way, I got to make another point here. She's not the first Somali American. And I am tired of people saying Japanese American, African American, Somali American, Mexican American. Listen, we're all mutts. And if you don't like the fact that you're an American and only American, one nation under God, then leave. Then leave. Because that vernacular right there divides the people. Okay? But we know this little devil, and we know what she's all about. She is a treasonous devil. And going back to the college that I seen her at, by the way, three quarters of the people in that room. And, oh, and guess who put on the event for Ilhan Omar? The sodomites, the homosexuals. These people, you just can't divine, you can't define stupid any other way than the things that they do. They're escorting in their own executioners. They said it. I didn't. And in the media, you misquote me, I will come after you and I will get you this time. I am so tired of you idiots undermining your own country, stepping and desecrating on the blood of those that fought, bled, and died, giving us what we have today. And you're right there to go ahead and say you're just doing your job by lying and betraying the American people. There's a reason Jesus woed people like you. But folks, when I went to this event at St. Cloud, she didn't even hardly talk, and then when she was asked a question, it was like watching a 15-year-old kid in detention, literally, I'm not making this up, I could get my sons on here with you right now, they are not those that are going to sit there and say something that's not true, but they will tell you the same thing that I'm going to tell you right now. She is stupid as a box of rocks. And it's interesting that these people that are being placed in your government right now are the most uneducated people and the most dense people in the world. Taken from war-torn countries and then putting them in position of government in our country. What do you suppose they're doing, Americans? I need to move on. Notice what they said here, Time magazine. First, women who are changing the world. Stupid as a box of rocks. She couldn't even answer the questions. Oh, by the way, this is the same one that the mainstream media has tried to sell you as an individual who wanted insurance for the families of ISIS fighters that come out of Minnesota to receive compensation should they get killed. I'm not making this up. Amos 3:3, read it. This is also the same devil responsible for wanting to dismantle America as you know it. Of course that's what she's doing there. Hey, folks, and who's helping these people? Look to the DHS. Look to many of these unconstitutional agencies. You have 35 jihadi camps on American soil right now. The mainstream media has not called them out. The only one that did that was CNN in 2009, doing a great job, by the way. And so did Sean Hannity, doing a great job with Fox News back in 2009. He did a great job exposing the 35 jihadi camps. Why do you think that they're here? Because they're creating a war. Mark my words. By the way, this is also the same devil, Ilhan Omar, that married her brother. And she's also the same one that the mainstream media tries to cover for. But when the narrative is lost and out of the control of the hands of the useful idiots, guess what? She loses everything. And this is also the same devil that they put up to walk through the schools, friends, as if she's so friendly and kid-friendly with children in elementary schools in hopes that the American people will drop their guards with these people. No, folks, her fruit is corrupt, and it's treasonous every step of the way. I'm going to show you what it looks like when the mainstream media loses control of the narrative. By the way, the people that you're going to start to hear boo her, tell her to get the blank out expletive, are the Somalia population in Minneapolis. And I'm here also to tell you that they hate her because she does not represent them. And they know that she has betrayed them as well. But yet, somehow or another, she's still in office, Americans. And so is the Keith Ellison. Both of them, they're, because they're plants. That's why. With the help of another plant named Tim Walz. Okay? Let's get to this. I want you to check this out. This is an introduction to Ilhan Omar at a Somalia music fest. Listen carefully. These people that she would call her people hate her guts. I'm getting no sound. Hang on a second, folks. No sound. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, and it's very important that I get this sound going. Hang on. Let's see if that was my fault. No, I got no sound. I got no sound. I need this really quick, please. Folks, and if I have to... Okay, here we go. That's what it was. That's what it was. Okay, so I'm going to go to this, and I want you to check it out. This is Ilhan Omar being presented to the people at a Somali music fest. Check this out. Now listen, when they see her. This is what happens when the mainstream media loses control of the narrative.
Okay.
They love her, don't they, folks? But the mainstream media wants you to believe they love her. She's hated by her own people. They hate her guts. Yet the mainstream media wants you to believe they love her. No, they don't. This is her own people, as she would say, that are doing this. This is a Somalia.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.